Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. So pleased that you've decided to spend part of your Saturday with us on Powell Broadcasting. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, we'd like to thank our program sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Folks, the weather is getting nice. Here we are in mid part of the month already, and baseball season is just around the corner. So I'm very pleased to be joined by the Sioux City Explorers skipper, the field manager, Steve Montgomery. Steve, welcome back to Grow Siouxland.
Hey, thanks for having me, Chris.
Hey, it's great to have you in studio, and we're going to get into your background, but let's start with the good news. Last year, you celebrated a milestone as a manager. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, anytime you can, you know, hit those milestone wins, those numbers, it's really special. And, you know, it's special for me. I was able to get 500 as a field manager. But, you know, more importantly, I was proud for the guys because, you know, I always say that the players have won 500 and I've lost 300 and some. So, but yeah, it was a special time. I was able to do it against my former team in Fargo. And I thought it was very important. You know, I broke the record for most wins in a season on the road in Lincoln. And then we come home and celebrate. And we were going into the Fargo series, Friday, Saturday, Sunday series, needing one. We get beat on Friday, get beat on Saturday. And I'm like, oh, man, is this going to not happen at home? And we were very fortunate to have that happen. And it was nice to celebrate with the home fans.
Well, it's great to have you back for another season. I know there's been a significant investment in the facility over the past couple of years, some changes in the ballpark for this coming season. We'll get to all of the specifics in the second half of the program, but as we do each Saturday morning, we begin by introducing our guest to our listening audience. Tell us about where you grew up.
I'm originally from Ohio. Grew up very as you would imagine, from Ohio. Both parents worked for General Motors, so very unionized.
Where in Ohio?
So right about 45 minutes north of Youngstown is the best way I can explain it. A very small town, if anyone's familiar with that area, Mosquito Lake, big walleye lake there. I was an hour and 20 minutes from Pittsburgh, hour 20 minutes from Cleveland, so right there in that Steel Belt corridor.
So does that make you a fan of the Indians, now Guardians, or the Pirates?
Well, you would laugh if I said I don't really watch Major League Baseball. But yeah, I always have rooted for the Cleveland Indians, and now called the Guardians. I've got fond memories of my dad and myself going up to the mistake at the lake and watching Rick Manning and Lenny Barker and all them guys. My dad used to take me up there and we'd watch some Indians games.
Yeah. And the movie Major League, do you remember it well?
Oh, yeah. One of the best bus movies there is.
Yeah, it's a classic. I remember going into that movie in, I believe, about 1989, had very low expectations and left the theater with a smile on my face because it's just such a great story and so well done.
It is. It's well, and to be honest with you, it is a lot of the history of Cleveland. You know, you look at the Indians, I can't remember the last time they've won a World Series, but, you know, I remember Willie Mays made the catch in the World Series over the head against the Indians. The Indians had the best record. They get upset. And that's kind of been the downward spiral. Browns, I mean, the only team that's really won it was the Cavaliers when they had LeBron.
Yeah, and I think the Indians, now Guardians, have the longest World Series drought. And I guess with the Red Sox win and the Cubs win, thanks to Theo Epstein, who led both of those organizations, I think now the Cleveland club is the longest drought for a World Series. So maybe it's their year. You know, we kicked off the season just a couple of weeks ago, so we're early. And spring, what do they say? Hope springs eternal.
Got to get off to a good start. You can't win the division in April, but you can certainly lose the division in April. So getting out to that 500 start, maybe a couple games above 500, it really sets you up for long-term success and long-term possible playoff implications.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, where our guest today is the longtime field manager of the Sioux City Explorers, Steve Montgomery. And Steve, how many years now have you been with the Sioux City Club?
Well, I've been since 2014, so This is like my 11th year, I think, and, you know, very fortunate and can't thank my ownership enough for reinvesting, you know, in the off season to another 9-year deal. So it takes me through 2032, I believe.
Wow, we're going to be around. We're going to be doing this every year for a while.
Yeah, I'd love to. I love the Siouxland. I really do. And, you know, I like the people, I like the town, I like the community, this is my first off season actually staying in Siouxland.
Yeah, you used to go back to Florida, right?
I used to go back to Florida, but now I'm making Siouxland my home, and it's been rewarding because I'm able to get out in the community, I'm able to meet a lot of people, I'm able to sit down with our sponsors, sit down with a lot of people like yourself, and just get to know people and learn what makes Sioux City go.
Well, I also recognize that you're here in the off season. Great to see you at Sioux City Musketeer Games and supporting some of the other sports franchises in our community, and we certainly appreciate that. Tell us about high school in the Ohio area.
Grew up in a very farm, rural high school, and we graduated 62 people in my senior class. I played golf, basketball, and baseball. Baseball was something that I kind of did for something to do. My parents were always like, if you're playing a sport, you don't have to get a job. Well, I learned to like a lot of different sports. So, basketball
wouldn't it be great if it were still that way at our age?
It would be great. It would be great. But, you know, I played basketball, and I signed a national letter of intent to go play at Cincinnati and with Coach Huggins. And I thought that was what I was going to do. And then all of a sudden, we were able to get out of our district tournament into regional play, which is basically the Sweet 16. We were playing number one team in the state, lots of college scouts there, lots of pro scouts there. And we ended up winning the game somehow 3-0. And I threw pretty good. And I always knew I threw hard, but I didn't know how hard I threw because there was never radar guns on me. I mean, no, I didn't even have a right field fence at my high school. So that kind of gives you an idea of how rural we were. And, I sat down with my baseball coach and I sat down with my basketball coach and I said, you know, obviously I'm not going to be in the NBA. I don't play above the rim. I was kind of before the game now. I could really shoot way beyond the 3-point line. And I was more of a European player. My high school basketball coach said, you could play overseas. I looked at my baseball coach and I said, what could I do professionally in baseball? And he said, well, I don't know that you've ever taken the game seriously, so I don't know. You're a basketball player that plays baseball. So I just said to myself, you know what? I'm going to give this baseball thing a chance and signed to go to Kent State University.
And how hard were you throwing in high school? Did you finally find out?
Yeah, that game I was 88, 89 miles an hour, and that was with no really instruction. You know, I'd never gone to a personal lesson. I'd never done anything. I just picked up a baseball and chucked it.
So you could throw heat. Were you a big right-hander?
Yeah, big right-hander. I wish I was left-handed.
Oh, no kidding. That makes all the difference in the world.
Oh, man. If I was left-handed, I'd be making millions.
Yeah, you'd be retired by now.
Absolutely.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest is the field manager of the Sioux City Explorers baseball team, Steve Montgomery. And Steve, so you go to Kent State. Tell us about what you studied and playing ball.
Well, I don't know if I studied much, Chris, to be honest with you. I was in, obviously, my gen ed classes. So, you know, English, psychology, sociology, everything that we used to take back in the day. And I was in a tournament, actually. And this is kind of before summer ball became summer ball. And I was in a tournament up in Punxsutawney. I'd gone through my freshman year. We get walked off in the regional at LSU. And I'm in limbo on what I want to do. So I'm throwing in Punxsutawney, and the next thing you know, the Kansas City Royals are interested in signing me. I had a conversation with my mom and dad, and I didn't know if I wanted to go. I cost myself probably a lot of money not going in the draft, right, and going another 2 years to school. But I just decided that it was a chance for me to get out, get away from the distractions of my friends and everything that was in Ohio and be able to go out on my own and play professionally. So I decided I was going to sign professionally. So I had to de-enroll in school. So I de-enrolled in school and started my professional baseball career.
And tell us about your professional career and how it led to where you are serving as the manager today.
Well, I started in 93 down in Instructional League. Instructional League takes place in September and October, just a chance for players to get extra reps, I guess you could say. So I started there. Then I went and played in the Complex League, which is the lowest level of professional baseball. Did that. The next year was the strike year of 95, where they promised a lot of guys jobs. So a lot of the lower level guys got, you know, let go of because they promised the guys who had crossed minor league jobs. So I get released. I go and play in the Frontier League at that time. I have success. I don't give up an earned run all year.
Wow.
I pretty much dominate that league, and I really dominated it with one pitch, my fastball. I didn't really throw many breaking balls and stuff. And by that time, I was sitting 92, 94, maybe bumping a five. And just throwing. And then I signed with the Orioles. I played 96, 97. I become the first, after that year in 97, I win the Minor League Pitcher of the Year award for the Orioles organization. I win the Triple Crown out in the Arizona Fall League. And I know there's big things up because next thing you know, Diamondbacks and Devil Rays are sitting down with me. That's the expansion year. I become one of the five players that they can protect off the draft. I'm one of those. So I know now I might be going to big league camp and everything. They end up sticking me on the 40-man roster. I become the first, you know, Frontier League guy to be put on a major league roster. And in that spring training, I feel a big, loud boom in my shoulder. And next thing you know, I have a torn labrum. I have torn rotator cuffs, everything like that. I get surgery. You know, they try to clear me off the major league roster because I fall through some loopholes in the collective bargaining agreement. I played for Mike Socha in the fall league. The Dodgers picked me up, and I'm very fortunate that the Dodgers picked me up because they stuck me on the 60-day disabled list for the major leagues, and I was able to accrue almost a year and a half of service time and, you know, have a pension for the game I love.
Yeah, that's awesome. You're listening to Gross Newland, our guest, Stephen Montgomery, and after a short commercial break, we'll come back with Steve and talk about his transition from playing professional baseball to managing, and then talk about the upcoming season. We'll be right back after a short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. If you were with us for the first half of the program, you know that our guest today is Steve Montgomery, the manager of the Sioux City Explorers Baseball Club. And Steve, in the first half of the program, we were just getting to the point where you threw out a shoulder, and Mike Piazza was at the plate, I understand.
Yes.
And you struck him out at that plate appearance.
Yeah, after it popped, it was a 3-2 count, and Hoilsey calls for a fastball away, and I used to get always pops. Like, as a baseball player, you always hear things in your body and stuff, and so I threw a fastball, but it was the best changeup I've ever thrown in my life. I struck him out and obviously had to go in and see the trainers.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. What came next for you?
Surgery. Dr. Andrews out. It took me about 18 months to recover. Obviously, medicine is much more advanced now than it was back then. 18 months, and then I did my rehab assignment in Vero Beach. And to make a long story short, I get called back up, but I'm at my innings limit that year, and I just throw bullpens at Dodger Stadium, which was a good thing. And then I get cleared off the major league roster. I re-sign with the Dodgers. You know, some health problems with my dad. My dad gets cancer. And that kind of is what pushed me out of the game. My dad getting cancer. And I just said I have to be with him. So I left spring training. You know, he passes away April 29th of 2000. And I think it was 2000. And he passes away. And I go back. I'm in AAA. I get hit with a line drive, dislocate, have to have surgery in my thumb. And that's kind of, you know, that was kind of the last time I had organizational experience. And then I went to Fargo to play the last 3 years of my career, and ended up staying there as pitching coach. And, you know, here I am today.
The rest is history. And Steve, now you've been with the Explorers organization for over 10 years. You've got your 500th win. We've seen significant investments in the field and facility, from the scoreboard to now new stadium seating and several other advances. You're still putting the roster together here in mid-April, and opening day is about a month away.
Yeah, opening day is May 10th. You know, I can't thank the city of Sioux City enough for, you know, obviously there were some trying times leading up to this as far as the lease agreement and everything that went on. But the city of Sioux City has done great improvements to the ballpark with the new seats. Obviously, in my time there, new outfield wall. They helped with the scoreboard and various other projects, clubhouse, parking lot, everything, new front office. So they've really done a great job of updating that place. And, you know, and my owner, John Roost, I mean, the commitment he has to the Siouxland, and he could have easily walked away after this year. And, you know, maybe I'm wrong about saying this, but, you know, I asked him, is this something you want to continue to do? Are you that much nostalgia of owning a baseball team? And he said, no, that's not what it is. He's not addicted to owning a baseball team. He's addicted to Sioux City, and he wanted to give back to the city that's given him so much. And he wanted to give them affordable family fun entertainment.
Well, we appreciate John's commitment. He's been the owner for a long time. And through thick and thin, John has been there to ensure that Explorers Baseball has been there for our Sioux City and the broader Siouxland community. So thanks to John Roost for your significant financial investment in this baseball club and this important quality of life amenity. Steve, a lot of people who may not be familiar with what I do, as an economic development professional, when I'm recruiting businesses, I have to demonstrate quality of life amenities. And whether it's the Sioux City Explorers, the Bandits, the Musketeers, whether it's access to recreation and entertainment at the Orpheum or the Tyson Event Center or another venue, those things all matter. So we certainly appreciate John's investment in the Sioux City Explorers for so many years. And John and I served together on the board of the Little Yellow Dog Auction Club as well. He's a past purchaser of the Yellow Dog at Christmas time. And so John's commitment goes without saying. That said, one of your big jobs right now is making sure that John has the strongest roster possible coming up here a month from now.
Yeah, that's been my whole offseason goal. You know, times have been changing in Major League Baseball. This year, the minor league rosters were cut from 180 down to 165. So 15 players were without jobs. You know, there might be a multitude of things. People don't understand that there's a whole another league in the Dominican Republic. It's called the Dominican Summer League. So a lot of players under contract there count for the as an American as well. So, you know, we've been building it, just trying to get as strong a roster pitching-wise as we can. We're fortunate to be one of the few teams that have quite a bit of returners coming back. I liked how my team ended. I liked how much gel we had in that clubhouse. So, you know, bringing a guy back like Daniel Lingua, Delvin Zinn, we added Terry Shumpert. We're bringing back both catchers in Ortega and Jimenez. Scott Oda's coming back. So we're very excited about, you know, where the roster sits right now.
Well, we're certainly happy to hear that. And for people looking for family, fun, affordable summer entertainment, it's hard to beat the Sioux City Explorers. And so I want to encourage the listening audience, and especially our corporate audience, to get your season tickets now. And for those looking for that information, where do they need to go, Steve?
It's an easy thing. You can call 712-277-WINS, ask for Sam Burkhart, ask for Tom Backmeyer. Anyone that answers that phone will be able to help with your season tickets. If season tickets aren't an option for you and you don't want to invest that much time at the ballpark, we have flex tickets where you can buy in increments of 10. You can go down there, call them up, and you can use those for any games. I believe outside of July 3rd and 4th, you can use them for any game, any quantity. If you want to use 2, you want to use 6, whatever you want to do, we will not turn you away.
You know, but get your tickets literally right now for July 3rd and 4th. Get them for all season, but the fireworks spectacular is really an iconic tradition in our Siouxland community.
It is. Don Lantis does a great job. I believe John has worked with Don for many years. I was surprised that Don Lantis has all of his fingers. I met this guy for the first time last year. He puts on an impressive show. John makes a significant investment to make sure that's the best fireworks show in the Siouxland area, and it's always one of my favorites. It's always one of the fans' favorites. They come out in droves, and if you don't have your tickets for July 3rd and 4th, you better get them very soon.
It is a sight to behold and a great way to support the Sioux City Explorers and also celebrate the 4th of July and Independence Day. Steve, in the final 3 minutes that we have together here today, what do you see as, I mean, you've set a lot of records, including the most wins in a season. I believe it's 75.
Yes.
That's a big number
That's
because
a big number.
It's a 100 game season.
Yeah.
That is a 75% winning percentage in professional baseball is amazing. How do things look at this time?
You know, we're a lot younger off the mound, but I think if you look around the league as a whole, the league has gotten a little bit younger. So I like where we stand right now. Are we a 75 wins team sitting here today? In 2015, I walked in. That was probably the year, and this will surprise you, that I was most worried about because I didn't think we had the depth I needed, and we end up winning 75. So I like where we're at right now. I think we're going to be very competitive. I think we're in the harder division in the American Association, the South Division. And, you know, we'll see where it happens. But, you know, May 10th, it all starts counting. And, you know, 100 games in 116 days, and it's a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, and it's an awful lot of work as well. And I think the Siouxland community can best support this important quality of life amenity in our community, the Sioux City Explorers, by getting out early and often and supporting the Sioux City Explorers. Buy your tickets now as a family, as an individual, and certainly as a company or corporation, whether they're for you, for your employees, for your vendors, your customers, or anyone else. We certainly want to do all that we can to support the Sioux City Explorers Baseball Club. Any changes that fans can expect this coming season?
Oh, yeah. We have the blue seats are now all new, so there's every seat in the ballpark is new. There's also going to be that we're upgrading some of the deck out there. We're putting new picnic tables in, and we're also doing a little area down there, Q's and Brews, which will be craft beer corner kind of, and we're going to get an industrial smoker going out there, so a lot of good things.
So a lot to look forward to. Again, if you want your tickets, 712-277-WINS. What season number is this for your new GM, Tom Backmeyer?
This is season two, and I tell you, there's a lot to be said about Tom. He does a fabulous job. Guy has 20 years of minor league baseball experience. He knows what he's doing. He's come up with a lot of creative ideas, and that's not to take away from our entire front office. I've been here, like I said, my first offseason. Our entire front office has really worked their butts off to enable a lot of good new fun promotions and some new giveaways every Saturday.
Well, an awful lot to look forward to, and again, KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting, the home of Sioux City Explorers Baseball for another season. They'll be back on these airwaves beginning on May 10th with the season opener. Get your tickets now. Steve, thanks for being here, and best of luck this season.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
You've been listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest, the field manager for the Sioux City Explorers, Stephen Montgomery. Get your tickets now for May 10th season opener. They begin with a six-night homestand and 100 games to follow. We'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland next Saturday morning. Make it a great weekend.